Hi, I'm James Schilling Law, and I'm here in Canawan. It's the island in St. Vincent's and the Grenadines, and I'm here at the Mandarin Oriental Canawan. And I'm here with a very important person for this resort. It's Gerardo Say, who's the executive chef who has been feeding us for the past few days. As you can see, I've been well fed. And we're going to talk to him about all the different restaurants and eateries and bars that are here on property, because this is a major, huge property. There's so many different things. When I first got here, I said, oh, there's not too much to it. And then I started saying, wait a minute, there's another restaurant. It just keeps going. So we're going to talk to Gerardo about all the restaurants here, all the things you can find to eat, as well as, you know, really what his philosophy of cuisine is. And you'll find out about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Gerardo, first of all, it was wonderful to meet you here. It's great. We've been talking a little bit about all the things you do here, but let's talk a little bit. How many different restaurants and bars are on this property?
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Beautiful place for sure. We have five different places inside the resort.
Just restaurants, yeah.
Yeah. We have a CN where we serve our breakfast, right. Rotation menus. Then we have the pool bar. For lunch, then we have Lagoon Cafe also as well, you know, lunch and dinner. And then in the second floor, we have Tights, which is our, you know, casual fine dining restaurant. And then here where we're staying is a total bar, which, you know, we do mainly cocktails and, like, you know, small bites.
Yeah, well, and it's been superb throughout. We've tried almost everything yet. And yet there's some other things, I don't know if you ever see them, that I just heard about. There's a bar and restaurant over at the Shell Beach, so that's interesting.
Yes, that's correct. That's part of the our sister property in Canoan Estate. It only opened for lunch, and it's quite beautiful because the view, and it's really close, you know, to the beach.
No, and it is, and then you also have Bellini's is another bar over there as well. So you can't go wrong with a lot of bars. And this is, you know, this, you got to take a golf cart to a lot of these places. We walked the other day, but it's a ways. We actually walked to the top of the peak to the Royal Mountain. Yeah, that was amazing. It was a little difficult, but we got back. Now let's talk about each one of these places in turn. Tides, you say, is your fine dining, and it's one. And what kind of things do you serve there?
Yes, that's our flagship place. We have a regular tasting menu and a vegetarian tasting menu, as well as a small portion of a la carte. Mm-hmm. So you have options if you don't want to do our tasting menu, which is quite not large, but I mean, it's a 7-course meal. But it, you know,
if I think we're getting that tomorrow night, from what I hear. So we're going to be looking forward to that. The first day we just went a la carte, but here, I think we're looking forward to that one as well. And then you have a Lagoon Cafe, right?
That's correct. In there, you know, it's our place to do lunches and dinners, but more casual, where you get your pizzas, your sandwiches, snacks, stuff like that, homemade pastas. So it's a lot in that place. I like all the outlets. You know, they're unique in many ways.
Yeah, well, last night we had a full dinner there. That was amazing. And you keep saying, you're from Mexico originally, and you keep saying, try the Mexican. And I always do. I always tried the quesadilla last night. I had, the different Mexican breakfasts here. And then, of course, you said Asian is where you do your breakfast mostly. And we actually had a dinner there the first night, which was we were supposed to have an outdoor barbecue on the beach that was a little windy, so we moved in indoors, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Normally we do our barbecues outside, but last week it was a bit windy and rainy, so we didn't want to take a chance because then we have to rush inside. So that's why we hosted inside. But mainly we do that one outside because it's a whole experience. You know, the open fire, the open grill, the setup at the beach, and, you know, the ambience that we have, live music, DJ. So it's a whole experience, you know, for our guests to, like, engage and, like, you know, to see, you know, what it's all about. This.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to come back for that because we had ours indoors, which is right. The first time we met at that, the first night we got there, we got in here sort of late afternoon, early evening. So it was a nice place to really. And then you have, obviously, your pool, I don't know if it's the pool grill, pool restaurant, where we actually have great sushi.
That's correct. We serve in that part of the kitchen, the bar. We have a menu with sushi, sashimi, and then snacks, tacos, you know, for sure, wraps, sandwiches and just finger food, you know.
And one of the things I noticed on some of your menus, you change the menu all the time. And the breakfast menus are all, there's always something different. I mean, this morning there was something different. It was a Mexican specialty, you know, huevos rancheros. I have to have that, right? But you have something new every time, right?
That's correct. So what we do, we have a rotation menus. So we start on Mondays, number one, Tuesdays, number two, Wednesday, number three, and then, you know, we go back again Thursday. We do this because some of our guests, they stay, like, you know, longer than a week sometimes.
Yeah, we met a couple that were staying for 2 weeks, so obviously they wanted to have more variety when they're here, right?
That's correct, and that's why, you know, I'm very excited and happy that I have so many kitchens where you can choose. You know what? Now I forgot you have your option with ISD, in-room dining, which is, you know, that's another menu.
You're in a huge, usually in a massive suite with lots of places to eat, so that's a good one. In-room dining is a great option as well, right?
Yeah, I almost forget about that. So when our guest comes, you know, I greet him, and I was asking, you know, if there is anything you want to eat in particular, you know, please reach out to us, and we can make it happen, because, I mean, for the most part, you know, we source out the ingredients and stuff like that.
Now, you told me that exactly. Anything you want, try it. And we said, well, you're from Mexico. You must make great Mexican food. So we'll make a mole, and so that's what, and you can do that. I mean, you can ask, because it really, you're really here, and Gerardo is really great to work with on, and to get you what you want, and also for your kids, this is a really a family resort too.
It is indeed. Yes, I mean, for the most part, I let our guests choose if they want to do a have requests. You know, want to do Mexican, they want to do Italian. Like yesterday, I have a few guests that are like request for, you know, to do Italian food, like just pastas, risotto, those homemade raviolis, and that's what I did, you know, yesterday. We just plain, you know, Italian, you know, for lunch and for dinner.
Well, I had the pasta for lunch yesterday, and it was super. It was really, it was a linguine. It was great. It was really very light and very, very different. And so, and then last night, what did I have last night? I can't remember. Oh, I had your sweet and sour chicken.
That's correct. Which, you know, is very light, you know. You tried the scallop that I sent you.
Remember? I did try. The scallop was wonderful. You had they always have an amuse bouche.
Yes, especially for you. Only for you.
Only for me. And so they have that, and we had a wonderful amuse bouche with the scallop. Then I had actually quesadillas. So yes.
That's correct. So, you know, Laguna is a very special place because I get to play. You know, like yesterday this guest came and he brought me two fresh fish. So I did sashimi, I did a little bit of Asian, and then, you know, I did Italian, like a seafood. So it allows me, you know, the outlet, and since it's open kitchen, to like interact with our guests and like go outside.
Yeah, I know. I just walked as I was leaving. I said, you were busy and you came over. I said, hey, what's going on? We're going to interview tomorrow 10, right? So that's it. Now, what's your background? You've been a lot of different places and some wonderful resorts, right?
That's correct. I started in California in the early 90s. That's when I did my training, my school. And then I moved to Las Vegas, you know, with the big hotels.
That's a little different from here.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. You know, volume, different type of chefs. I did the opening for Mandarin Oriental back in 2009 with Mr. Pierre Garnier, Three Star Michelin.
I was there too, but I didn't meet
exactly,
you.
Exactly, we were talking about that. So it was exciting. I worked for the MGM brand. But then, you know, I still wanted to be, I traveled different places. I was in the Midwest for a little bit. All over California, but I wanted to go overseas. And then, you know, in 2016, I just decided to go over, and I went to Bermuda, the island, and I was there for 5 years, and I really enjoyed it. It was a different...
I think you said you were at Hamilton Princess and also the other Princess properties.
Yeah, that's correct, that's correct. And then after that, I got transferred to Jasper, Canada.
That's a different...
big, big difference. I mean, I love it. It was a beautiful national park. Very cold, you know, the weather can be harsh, but I enjoy it a lot. And then I reach out to the company again, and it was an opportunity here. And I always want to be in the Caribbean. I like it. I like the islands. So,
well, you pick one of the most isolated islands and getaways. It is amazing. Once you're here, this is it. I mean, this is really the major resort on this island. They have a lot of villas. They have the estates here, but this is really the place to be for this kind of one, right?
That's correct. I mean, every day when I come, especially if you go to Asien, like the views are amazing.
Yeah, he's gazing off into the blue water here, which is pretty amazing.
Exactly, and I just get lost just looking at it. Anywhere I walk, it's just amazing. The water, the weather, it's just unbelievable. Like, I'm very happy, very,
You also grew up there. I mean, you grew up in Mexico, right?
That's correct, yes. I, you know, my childhood was there. But I mean, this weather, I mean, it's like piece of paradise. You cannot beat it. You cannot beat it. And I'm very happy. I mean, blessed that I have this every single day. You know, you never get tired. When I'm coming from work and, you know, I'm coming down the hills, I can see, you know, the water, the temperature, everything, the ambience, and it's so quiet, so peaceful. Yes or no?
It is, absolutely. Now, anything to come for the future? Any other ideas you have for cuisine here?
Yes. In the next few weeks, we're looking into doing a different type of barbecue beach, but we're going to do it at the pool, you know, with live music, different entertainments, because it's what people, you know, want to be more engaged. So, yes, we have, you know, a few ideas with our general manager we are, like, developing. And, of course, different type of cuisine. We're going to do fusion, you know, Asian, you know, because, you know, our heritage, you know, Mandarin Oriental.
Yeah, that's why you ASEAN and all
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So that's what we're going to be looking, doing by the pool, you know, something like live ambience, you know, more like, you know, Caribbean, stuff like that. So there are, you know, a few things on our way developing. So yeah, I'm very excited for that, you know.
Well, I got to come back if that's what you're doing. For sure. But you fed us well the last few days. We got a couple more days left to enjoy your cuisine. And you will not go hungry here. And there's a lot of options. A lot of things to try. Gerardo, again, thank you so much for spending some time with me now, and it's been great to meet you here and learn about your career, and I'm glad you're so happy on this beautiful island of Kanawan.
Yes, it is beautiful. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and you know, I hope I get to see you again.
I hope so too. I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.